It's the final main stage show of the season. It opens tomorrow night. Don't let me scare my guests, but it does. We talk about this on behalf of Actors Theater, this show entitled Sweat. Guests in studio, directed, co-directed by Fred Cebulski. Good morning to you, Fred.
Good morning, Shelley.
You let Kyle Loss in the house to co-direct?
He did, surprisingly.
Hi, Kyle. Good morning to you. Glad that you are here as well. Actors in the house as well. Always important. Lisa Nowak, you play Tracy. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Yay, and you as well. Jason Flannery playing. Jason.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you for being here. All right, Fred and Kyle, congratulations. This is the finale. I know another gig in June. We'll talk more about that later. But Actors Theater ending with a great presentation. Sweat?
Sweat. Winner of many Tony Awards and the Pulitzer Prize. So it's a wonderful, wonderful play.
Great. What's it about?
Well, it's about what happens to a community, specifically in this case, Reading, Pennsylvania, when the factory leaves town and closes its doors, and the people that have been dependent upon that work are suddenly cast adrift. And so it's the impact, it's something that's happening all across the country and has been for the past couple of decades. But Lynn Nottage, who wrote the play, went to Reading and spent 2.5 years back and forth going and just interviewing people. What's it like? And she came to, took all of that material and created this incredibly beautiful play that focuses on a group of 9 people who all hang out at the same bar. So the play takes place in the bar, and you see the lives of these 9 people who were feeling good. They had a job. They knew what they were going to do for the rest of their lives. And then because of everything that happens, those jobs disappear, and they're not ready to do anything else. They're not ready to. This is a play about survival and what happens, and so it's so timely because of what's happening today.
Yes, Kyle, up to the microphone if you would. Again, a powerful and emotional look. Identity, race, economy, humanity. You want to expand?
Yeah, absolutely. What I love so much about how Lynn has put together the piece is that you don't see them fighting on the line. You don't see them fighting in their work. Like Fred said, it takes place in the bar. And so you are watching what happens within the relationships. So as much as it's talking about the issues, it's talking about the implications of the issues in their lives, in their relationships between best friends or work friends or mother to son or lifelong friends.
Partners,
yeah. It's all about relationships and what happens to individuals. And I think that's one of the most powerful things to me is that right now there's a reinvestment in different industries and their pros and cons to it, of course. But it's been very clear that there has been a huge group of folks who have not felt valued or validated as human beings for years. And I think that's what I love so much about this piece is that it gives a voice to folks who I don't always get to hear from in a very eloquent and beautiful way.
Lisa Nowak, you do play Tracy. Tell me about your character and your involvement.
Well, Tracy's a very practical, go-getter woman. She's tough when she needs to be. She is a good friend, and she's a hard worker, and then her life is just thrown into turmoil when the plant closes or when she's faced with these realizations. And so all of her friendships and her relationship with her son, which Jason plays my son in the show, that relationship is tested as well.
How'd you do your character development?
I just read the script and listened to what everyone was saying and looked up the news, what was going on at that time, excuse me, what's going on now, and then just acted accordingly. How would I feel about that? How would I survive that?
Great. And not your first party with Actors Theater?
No, it is not. No.
Jason, tell us about your character. Jason.
Sure. My character, Jason, is, again, Tracy's son. He's just started working at the plant that most of the characters work at. His mother works there, his grandfather's worked there, his best friend and his mother work there. So he's, at the beginning of the play, he's got his whole life kind of charted out. You know, he's ready to, you know, spend his life working at the factory, you know, have this fantastic pension and make, you know, good money and then retire early. And then all of that starts getting taken away from him bit by bit. His, you know, friend wants to leave the plant, pursue a different career. His, you know, job starts going into jeopardy. And he, you know, as this young, passionate person starts like losing control of all of these things. And all the while, his friend Chris, his father, who's been out of work now for almost 2 years, he kind of sees this man's life deteriorate, and he, you know, for fear of going down this same path, starts to become agitated and fearful, and you know, make some impulsive choices towards the end of the play that, you know, are fueled by that anger and disappointment. So,
have you worked with Lisa before?
I have not.
How's it going?
It's going fantastically. she has brought in so much energy and creativity to this character, and playing off of her has been an absolute treat. I'm so grateful to work with the entire cast. It's been, you know, since the first table read, just rich and you know, beautiful work.
Yeah. What else, Lisa?
Just it is. This cast is just absolutely wonderful, energetic, and I think that we find these little tasty moments to react with one another and play with one another, and it just brings a life to the show that is worth watching.
Yes. And obviously, Kyle, co-directing with Fred Cebulski. Let's talk like he's not in the room.
gladly. I'm blocking my ears.
This has been an incredible experience for me. I have been hoping to do more with directing, and I've co-directed or assistant directed with Fred twice before, once with Mixed Roots Collective, and then with Actors Theater years ago with August Osage County. So to be able to do this has been a very empowering opportunity. So I'm very grateful to Fred as both a friend and a directing mentor for this opportunity. And then this cast to work with, it's an ensemble of nine. And I finally understand what it feels like as a director to be able to give notes and see people run with them and invest into their character. And that joy is like unmeasurable. It's really, I don't know, I'm really, really proud of this team. And the design is coming together so well. It's just, it's an incredible 2.5 hours of honest lives on stage. So it's been an absolute joy.
Awesome. You open tomorrow night, Fred, but tonight, address where you might need an audience?
Well, we could certainly welcome an audience to any performance, but tonight's performance, it's a little bit cheaper than the regular run. So if people are wondering what they're going to do with their time tonight, it's at 8 o'clock, and they could come down and pay a little bit of money and be the first audience to see Sweat, because this is the first time that the play has been done in Michigan. So awesome. It's spreading across the country. This play is being done in lots of regional theaters because it's such a beautiful play, and we're lucky to get a chance to do it as quickly as this.
In closing, Lisa, why come see the show?
It's just a piece of life, and it's absolutely it's important for the times that we're in right now, and it's just a slice of America.
Jason,
why come see the show?
I mean, I think as a person who lives in West Michigan, everyone knows someone or has some, you know, factory worker adjacent person in their life that can relate to this work, and you know, you can see a lot of, you know, the world, at least that I was raised in West Michigan, in this play. So I think it's a very important and you know, necessary story to tell, especially again for, you know, the world we live in the last couple of years.
How do we get tickets, Fred?
You can call the box office, which is 616-234-3946, or go online at ATGR, Actors Theater Grand Rapids, ATGR.org. And we perform at the Spectrum Theater, which is on the downtown, on the campus of Grand Rapids Community College at 160 Fountain Street.
This weekend and next.
Yes, including a matinee on Sunday at 3 o'clock, which is new this year. So that's a good opportunity to get good tickets.
Yay. Sweat, thanks to Actors Theater and those involved in the studio.
Thanks,
enjoy,
Shelley.
All. Take care.
Thanks.